You know how it usually ends with the Baltimore Ravens, but there's a lot of betting angles as far as the regular season to address. Welcome back. We've been doing countdown kickoff, and we've got two teams today, two Super Bowl contenders, Baltimore Ravens, and we'll hit on the Buffalo Bills later on in the show as well. Ariel Epstein joining us in about 20 minutes to talk about her Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens go 12-5 last season. They come out of the gate stumbling a bit. They go 0-2. But they still go 12-5. They smoke the over. A lot of people were betting the under. Even other Baltimore Ravens fans like PJ Glasser, he was betting the under on the season win total. Wrong on that one. Ravens end up being the 3 seed. They tie for the best point differential in the AFC with the Buffalo Bills. They cover. They covered 61% of the time last season, and they were the second best over team in the league. 72%. To the over were the Baltimore Ravens. They were the first team in NFL history to have 4,000 passing yards and 3,000 rushing yards in a season. Now, that's skewed a little bit because you have these additional games in recent memory, but still, that is quite a feat. 4,000 passing, 3,000 rushing yards. You've got that balanced offense. You've got Lamar that can do everything on the field. The number of weapons that you have, whether it be Lamar, some people rip on the receivers from time to time, but they get a ton of production out of the tight end. And then, of course, running back Derrick Henry, healthy again, just keeps on churning, did an awesome job. Sam, my concern going into last year with Baltimore was about the defensive coordinator. Zach Orr figured it out. He really did. They got a ton of sacks. They didn't get a ton of pressure, but they got a ton of sacks last year. It was the same Ravens defense that we see year after year. The offensive coordinator side is pretty important because Todd Monken was brought up for a lot of open jobs. He ends up going nowhere. So they keep Monken running that offense, which I think was pretty massive. And here we are. The Baltimore Ravens are co-favorites. It's a three-way co-favorite thing. 7-1 to win the Super Bowl. Anything from last year that stood out that is not going right to Ravens blow it in the playoffs again?
Well, let's look at some of these metrics on Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, is your favorite to win the MVP at BetMGM, plus 550. He has the shortest odds of any player in the league, and they are regular season warriors. That's what they are. So last year, Jackson was top three in EPA per pass, not only under center, but on intermediate passes and inside the red zone. I saw this email from Sumer Sports. They did their AFC breakdown. So top three, red zone, intermediate, under center. And last season, Lamar Jackson had the best EPA per drop back under pressure. He was unbelievable statistically in the regular season. Mm-hmm. That's really the problem, because in the playoffs, this team turns into a pumpkin and has since Lamar's been there. They've had some really, really solid regular seasons, but then they get to the playoffs and everything goes sideways. And for some reason, Lamar is passing more than they're running, and they're not really down big in these games, but they get away from what got them there. And then you have the crucial drops or the interceptions. I'll never forget, I was sitting in the back of my house. This was AFC Championship a couple years ago, and the Sharps were pounding Baltimore. Baltimore was at home, AFC title game against Kansas City. Remember that line opened 2.5 and 3, give or take? It got bet all the way to Baltimore -5 and 5.5. The wise guys love Baltimore. The numbers guys love Baltimore. Bookmakers will tell you they're the highest power-rated team in the league. Fine, but why are they 3-5 in the playoffs with Lamar? And no big playoff wins either. They haven't won an AFC championship game. They got some wild card wins and a divisional win. Yay! That's what I don't trust. I don't trust them in the playoffs. And maybe that's not fair, but that's how I feel. Because at the end of the day, Joe, as great as they might be in the regular season, and as much as they might beat up on inferior teams, they still have to prove to me that they can beat either Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. And until I see it, I don't believe it.
Yeah. We were just talking during the break. They are a team that I just bypass. When we're talking futures, AFC to win the conference, Super Bowl, whatever, I'm not interested anymore. Eventually, they'll probably break through. That's what usually happens. It'll happen, right? Like they're cursed or whatever. They can't do it in the big moment, say whatever you want until they do. It'll probably happen with Harbaugh and Lamar and, smart minds like Monken, great front office, and they bring in talented players year after year. But I'm just never going to be on them. If I'm betting the Ravens, it's got to be regular season stuff if I'm doing it in a positive sense. That's when they dominate. They had a good offseason too. Like the defense is strong, and it's kind of like they looked at it and said, okay, we need to improve a little bit. They bring in Jaire Alexander. The question is always health with him. But when healthy, he's awesome. I don't want to say shutdown, but he was in that conversation. He was a difference maker when he was healthy for the Green Bay Packers. The problem is, on a week-to-week basis over the last couple of years, he hasn't been that at all. Constantly on the injury report. They bring in Jaire Alexander. He's, guess what? Hobbled. He's supposed to be practicing in the next week or so. For Baltimore. What do they do in the draft every year? All right, we're just going to sit back and we're going to take the best player on the board. They got the best safety that was in the draft sitting at 27. Malachi Starks comes in. Now you have that tandem with him and Kyle Hamilton. I mean, come on. That might just be the best in football. They just add talent year after year. Roquan Smith still getting it done at middle linebacker. We see the impact that he's made. So we rush to the offense, but defensively, they're really strong. It wouldn't surprise me. They were top 10 last year. It wouldn't surprise me if they improve even more with Zach Orr's second year as the defensive coordinator. So they're hard to criticize when talking regular season. It's just about the big moment. I mean, would it surprise you in any way if we're getting ready for the playoffs? And it's the Ravens with the one seed.
No, that's sort of where I wanted to go. How do we bet the Ravens? I love the win total over 11 and a half. It's a big number, but I don't think it's big enough. I've got them favored in every game but one. So should get there, right? If you follow the math, they should get over 11 and a half. I don't love laying $1.50, $1.60 to win the division. They should win the division. Here's a bet I wanted to throw at you. I know you're probably going to say no, but I entertained it. To go 17 and 0, they're 80 to 1. 80 to 1. I don't know.
80,
Maybe I've
80.
thought about it. Yeah. Now they could lose week number one because you have a very, very tough game. Week number one, you're a 1-point dog at Buffalo. But you could win that game. And then if you win that game, the 80 to 1 goes down to 55 to 1 because you're going to be favored all across the board. Like they are legit, and I trust them in the regular season. They'll go 17 and 0 and lose the home game, the playoffs.
All four losses last year, one score games. What do you have the full list in front of you, or did you just see it under a Ravens related prop?
I have Prop Shop up right now on FTN Bets, and I see one book that's dealing actually 75 to 1 on
Okay.
them to go 17 and 0.
Is there a difference between them and the Bills? I'm just curious because they're priced the same on just about everything else.
I would guess they're about the same. Let me just type in the
Okay.
Bills real quick. And the Bills to go 17 and 0 are 60 to 1.
Shorter. That actually makes sense to me because I'm thinking after an 0-2 start last year, including a loss to the Raiders, there's not a lot of people that will be making this bet on the Ravens.
I also don't think they're going to go 17 and 0, but when you throw
I know.
75 to 1 in my face, I'm intrigued.
So, okay, can we get to 6-0? How's this start?
Yes.
Buffalo. That's the thing. At Buffalo, if you get Pat, man, this is brutal. If they get to 6-0, and they're at the bye week in week number seven, we're going to be on here saying it's happening because that means they would not only take out, some teams like the Rams and the Browns, but you win in Buffalo, you take out the Lions, you win in Arrowhead, and then you take out the Texans as well. Oh, the Rams too, pretty damn good going against McVay before the easy part of the schedule. Man, if they start 6-0, we're going to think that's real.
I've only got them favored in 16 of 17 games. The only game I have them a dog is at Buffalo. I've got them small favorites at Kansas City. Now, again, some of the – well, they are favored. I mean, you look at the market right now, Buffalo's favored, one-point favorite. So that lines up with what I have. Because I have them almost numerically equal, but you have to give Buffalo home field. I do think, though, Baltimore should be favored at Kansas City. Not that it's going to happen, but that's – I mean, I have a nice gap because my 1-2-3, it's basically 1A, 1B. Baltimore is 1, then Buffalo. Philly is 3, and Kansas City is 4. But I've got about a 2.5-point gap between Baltimore and Kansas City. So I think that game should be like Buffalo 1 at Kansas City. But you're not going to see many games this year where they're dogs. I think it's going to be 1.
That playoff loss to the Bills, is that Lamar? How most people are going to remember it is Mark Andrews probably lost the game, and Ravens fans are probably still mad at him. There were fumbles. It was just a whole mess. It was basically he got blamed for that loss after having a great season. I think he had, 11 touchdowns? Yeah, 11 touchdowns on the year. I don't know that you can replicate that, but they'll probably find somewhere else where those touchdowns come from. Was Lamar bad? 18 for 25, 254, 2 touchdowns and a pick. He only ran for 39 yards on 6 attempts against the Bills defense. I don't know that that's one of the games that we point and say, that's on Lamar again. Wasn't great, but it wasn't what we've seen in previous years where he just wasn't the same player.
I don't have the stats in front of me, but if I remember correctly, I was watching that game on a plane and the Wi-Fi was going in and out. I never thought Lamar was great in the game, but if I can remember correctly, Josh was. Josh was really good in that game. And I don't think they lost because of Lamar. I mean, they lost because they dropped a 2-point conversion in the end zone.
And Andrews had a fumble, which was Andrews. Yeah.
Sure. I remember Josh Allen just being better. And maybe I misremembered that, as Roger Clemens would say. But I have this memory of Lamar being fine and Josh Allen being good.
Day one, because the Bills were +3 in the turnovers. that's just what it was. The Bills didn't turn the ball over, and that was the difference. So, I mean, yards per pass, the Ravens 8.9 to 5.5. You know, like. The box score, they were winning the box score, and they just turned the ball over. So
that's what they do, though. They did it against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. They just
big moment.
They slip on the oil and go flying in the air, and then they can't recover. They make mistakes that snowball. They make one mistake, it might as well be 4. They can't just make one. They keep going back in the cookie jar to make more mistakes.
And the Bills didn't. Right? Like that was why Josh Allen, we'll talk about the Bills later, but that's why he became the MVP, because he stopped with the interceptions. People always said, if he would just chill out on the interceptions, well, he did. And look what happens. He ends up being the MVP. One penalty in that game, no turnovers for the Bills. So that's why they end up winning that game. It's hard for me to find a Ravens bet that I like. I'm not doing anything futures wise. I mean, I guess we can talk about the win total of 11.5, if we're going to even bring up the idea about them running the table. But, you know, big futures-wise, sure, could they win the division? Yeah, -160. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, which team's going to take the division from them? Probably none of them. But I would think that they're going to have at least 12 wins this year because that's what they do. And the defense got better.
I don't find myself betting under on Buffalo or Baltimore or Kansas City. To me, it's those three and then everybody else. That's not exactly a hot take. But as I said, I think over 11.5 is a winner on Baltimore.
Okay. Yep. That's probably It's probably the case. We'll find out what Ariel Epstein thinks. Big Ravens fan. She also has MLB plays today for this card on this Thursday. We'll get to that coming up next. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.